You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and I am joined by Andrew Todd, who is the president and CEO of the Grand Teton Music Festival. And he is here to talk about the 2018 Winter Festival that is coming up on Wednesday, January 31st through Saturday, February 3rd. Andrew, thank you for joining me here in the KHOL studios.
Pleasure to be back.
You know, Andrew, I thought that the Grand Teton Music Festival was a summer thing.
A lot of people think it's a summer thing, but in the last 5 years, we've expanded our programming to be a year-round organization. We do present about 60 events during the summer. That is the lion's share of our work, but we now present about 40 events throughout the rest of the year, which makes us, and we're very proud to say this, the leading presenter of performing arts in Teton County. And at the core of that is our winter festival, now in its third season.
Okay, so we don't have a classical show here on KHOL, and I myself don't know that much about classical music. So how might you encourage our like-minded listeners to come out to some of these Grand Teton Music Festival winter events?
Great question. How do you convince people just to take a chance? And these programs that we have, while they're rooted in classical music, are all about introducing people to classical music. This group, Fifth House Ensemble, which is from Chicago, the name can be a little confusing. It's basically a group of 10 to 15 young musicians in Chicago, and they bring various forms of the ensemble here. So they're bringing a reed group and a piano trio, and they specialize in introducing people to classical music, and especially pieces that are being written now. And a lot of those pieces have their influences from movie music, from jazz, from hip-hop, from sampling. And so classical music, just like all other types of music right now, they're very liberal about the influences that are going on. And this Fifth House Ensemble that is performing on Wednesday and Friday of the festival are a really good way to just dip your toes into the world of classical music. And then who doesn't love a saxophone quartet, which is Saturday night at the Center for the Arts?
Yeah, I'm noticing that a lot of these events are scattered throughout town and they're not over in Walk Festival Hall like they usually are.
So it's September through May, the festival presents its events in town. We feel it's a better location. It's easier to get to often than our hall, which is a beautiful hall, but on the side of a ski slope, which makes access a little difficult in the winter. So we're at St. John's Church. We're at the library twice. We're at the museum twice and Center for the Arts once.
So let's talk about the week's music lineup. First off is Wednesday, January 31st at the National Museum of Wildlife Art at 7 p.m. The Fifth House Ensemble Reed Trio is going to be performing the Scenic Route.
They're going to perform the Scenic Route. So the Reed Trio, these are instruments like oboes and bassoons and clarinets. Many people played these instruments probably growing up. Some of them may still have clarinets in their closet that they've neglected since eighth grade band. And they're going to do a program that sort of ties in. It's scenic and it's up at the museum. So I think people can make the connection from there.
And then on Thursday, February 1st, the Chamber Music with Festival Musicians is going to be performing Music for Strings at 7 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal Church. And this is a free event.
This is a free event at St. John's Church, as you said. And we'd be remiss if we didn't invite some of our festival musicians to partake in the Winter Festival. So we have five of them. They're doing Barber's Adagio for Strings, which many people know. One of the most well-known classical music pieces of all time.
And then Philip Glass, right?
Yeah, Philip Glass, who at one point was an enfant terrible of classical music, but everybody loves him now and knows him now. And he did the music for The Hours and a lot of other films.
I just listened to that. It's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
I guess I do like classical music.
You do.
If you're just joining me, I am here with Andrew Todd from the Grand Teton Music Festival, and we are here discussing the 2018 Winter Festival lineup, which is coming up on Wednesday, January 31st through Saturday, February 3rd. So also Friday, February 2nd, the Fifth House Ensemble Piano Trio, Americana, at 7 p.m., also at the National Museum of Wildlife and Art, and I noticed that this trio is all women.
It is all women. And it's a fantastic program. Also a visual art component by this also female artist, Angela Bermudez. So they'll be showing some of her images while playing. And the program ends with one of my favorite pieces written in the last 20 years. It's a piece called Cafe Music by Paul Schoenfeld. Super, super jazzy piece and really highlights the influence of jazz and classical music.
All right, and to end things in the music lineup for the week, Saturday, February 3rd, we have is it Kinar?
It's the Kinari Saxophone Quartet. So the number one rule, we're not making any Kenny G jokes. Not on KHOL, but they do have a soprano saxophonist and alto, barry, and tenor sax. And they're doing some arrangements like Rhapsody in Blue, which people know, as well as some really rhythmic and electric pieces that have been written for them. Really, really fun group.
And that's here at the Center for the Arts at 7 p.m. on Saturday, February 3rd. I'm also noticing there's a couple of lectures during the Grand Teton Music Winter Festival. First is Thursday, February 1st with Dan Visconti.
Dan Visconti is composer in residence for Fifth House Ensemble. And we thought it'd be interesting to have a lecture on, well, what does a composer do? How does it go from an idea to paper to a performance? And that's something that we can relate to in the arts community. Whether you're a painter, a playwright, an author, a composer, everything starts as an idea. And what's that process going from idea and creativity to actual fruition of an artwork?
And then on Friday, February 2nd at noon, there's going to be another talk titled Jazz, Improvisation, Music, Creativity, and the Brain. That's a lunchtime learning with Dr. Charles Lim, who I'm going to be speaking to on KHOL as well.
Another fascinating lecture. So for 3 years now, we've done some version of Music in the Brain, and this is our third one. They've been very popular. I'm assuming this one will be too. Both Dan and Dr. Lim have excellent TED Talks too online if people want to sort of see what they're getting into.
All right, Andrew, there's a lot going on during the Grand Teton Music Festival 2018 Winter Festival. Where would you direct our listeners if they want to kind of run down the list of all the things that are going on?
GTMF.org is the best place to check out, you know, because there are a variety of venues and programs. GTMF.org, check it out or give us a call at the festival. We love hearing from people all year long.
Well, Andrew, thank you again for coming into KHOL and chatting with us about the Winter Festival lineup.
Anytime. Thanks, Brennan.
This is your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.